Good morning. Welcome into In Focus News Radio, KMAN. Education going to be the focus here today as we have, for the first half of the show, USD 383 Manhattan Ogden School Board members. We have Superintendent Dr. Marvin Wade to my left. Good morning.
Morning, Brandon.
And Board President and newly reelected school board member, Kurt Herman.
Thank you, Brandon. Appreciate that.
I know I spoke to you last night. What are your thoughts here this morning, the morning after?
Well, you know, it's always thrilling to get reelected, and every time I run, you know, that the election day is a high nervous point for me, because you know that's when the community can, you know, really judges me and what I have to say, and I think I've served the public well, but like I said last night, I mean this is a victory for the community, for the kids, and because we have a strong board right now, and we have two new board members, and I think they'll do excellent. I'm really excited to get Kristen and Brandy in there, and I'm sure they'll hit the ground running. And but that's part of the process, as Dr. Wade and I were talking earlier, and is about, because you know we for the next couple months we will be basically those new board members will be drinking from a fire hose. excuse me. We will we'll have them come in and meet with the different department heads, and it's board training basically.
So we've got a lot of sessions scheduled between now, or we'll be getting them scheduled between now and the time they take their seat at the table, and we'll go over things like how do we do the budget, technology, the teaching and learning department, what is my role and responsibility, what does human resources do, just on and on and on about here's all the different components of our district and how we operate and how we report to the board and expectations of the board of us, and give them an opportunity to learn that, and also for them to attend the annual convention of the School Board Association, which is a place there's sessions for the roles and responsibilities of a board member, do's and don'ts of being a board member, of being a good team player, just all of those kind of things that now they're elected, they're going to be getting lots of information, and I know by January they'll be ready to go.
Yeah, it's excuse me, I got a frog in my throat this morning, but when you sit there and I attend, you know, before I became a board member, I sat attended a lot of meetings, and it's a whole different ball game once you're sitting up there and you're actually on the board side of the table, and there's a lot to learn, and a lot of it's common sense too, but.
And then there's those things that are kind of counterintuitive. You go, well, if I get on the board, or if I become a superintendent, I'm going to do this and this and this. Then you get in and find out what the laws are, how the bureaucracy works, some of those things, and go, okay, well, how do I temper that enthusiasm and still get things done and not violate the law? Yeah. So there's a lot to it that way as well.
One thing that occurred to me, when I first got on the board, you know, I think everybody has a reason they're running, and so there were some things I wanted to change and thought needed to be improved, but I really didn't get much done because I thought in the beginning I could just, I'll get this done, this is going to happen. Well, I have to get three other people to agree with me. So I learned that it's to work with my other board members and to get people to, agree to, sometimes I would just say something and people would not reply. And then a couple of meetings later, someone would say the same thing. And I'm like, wow, that's a great idea. And so I think it's, the learning to work together is really a big piece of being a board member.
And on a general note, I want to thank anybody who's willing to run for elected office, that there's places that they don't have to have an election because sometimes they don't even have enough candidates for a position. So I greatly appreciate that we had five individuals running and that people did have a choice there when they went to the ballot box. So yeah. I appreciate the people running and the people getting out and voting.
You know, I'm always curious from a superintendent's perspective. The school board basically is your boss.
Yes.
What is it like, especially when you have like a bunch of newcomers onto the board, for you? What's your perspective like?
Some of it is providing them the information they need to make informed decisions. A lot of it comes down to the veteran board members kind of taking the new board members under their wing and saying, okay, here's how this really works, and that we don't discuss things away from the board table. Everybody has to, you've got to come to the board meeting having read the materials, ready to ask your questions, make a decision, understand that 7-0 vote is not what we're necessarily looking for. What we want is people to vote what they believe is right. And from that issue, you move on to the very next issue and you don't hold grudges. And just a lot of that evolves over time. And every board has its own unique aspects based on the people that are on that board. And it's watching it evolve that's really a pleasure. Mm-hmm. So my part is to answer the questions, work with the people, make sure that the district is doing the things we are supposed to do in answer to that board that you said is my boss.
Yeah. Well, I might just ask you real quick. The top vote getter was Kristen Brighton. I know she's done a lot of her homework ahead of time, attended a lot of meetings. What are you looking forward to as far as her, what she brings to the board?
Well, I mean, she has some great experience in leadership. She used to be the chairperson of the chamber. I think she did that for a year. But, you know, in her capacity, I think her professional life, she's a marketing specialist. But she's also actually for about the past year, I think she's been working on a project I guess it's called Higher Paths. And it kind of ties in nicely with what we have at our high school. It's our CTE, Career Technical Education program that we have. And that's, basically preparing students for careers after high school. And, I've said this before, too, that, just because we have a, 96% graduation rate at high school, that doesn't mean we're successful. I think what means where our benchmark should be is what are these kids doing 5 years after high school? And it doesn't have to be college anymore. Trade schools or, going right into the workforce and trying to have our students stay locally and not just immediately leave town. So that's something that Kristen has been working on for a good year. And I think she's got some pretty good sponsors. And so I'm kind of excited. In fact, I already contacted her and there's a meeting today with the CETE and I already told her that asked her if she would attend that tonight.
And I know Kristen was a key initiator of the Classrooms to Careers program where businesses are paired up with fourth grade classrooms, not only here but in other surrounding school districts. And she did a great job with getting that organized, and she's got a lot of energy, a lot of knowledge. She loves to learn. She's a hard worker. Going to be a great addition to our board. We're going to miss the people going off the board, but it's great to lose good people with good people.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well,
good answer.
All right. Well, let's kind of get into it here tonight with the meeting this evening. And, Kurt, I understand Bev Fink is going to be joining you here tonight to talk about the district assessment report.
Well, actually, Bev Fink, we will be honoring her or recognizing her. She won a statewide award. She's been in charge of our gifted programs, which includes AP courses. An AP course is a class that you can take at high school and get college credit for those AP courses. Years ago, it wasn't really that big of a program, but she won a statewide award for that. And we're going to honor her with that. But to ties in nicely with our assessment report, because that's the one thing that, I get asked a lot from people is, how are you successful as a district? And, you always say you're the greatest district in the state. How do you say that? And I say, well, the assessment report is really one of the ways I can point to and say, because, the students are it's, if you remember the old state assessments with the No Child Left Behind, and I'm sure that Dr. Wade still has a twitch in his eye from that.
Scars on my back.
those years. And, but then, it was kind of punitive, and I'm glad they got rid of that, because if you didn't meet certain standards at the state, at the national level, you would lose some of your funding as a punishment. But we're graded or tested at certain grade levels, and it's in math and English language arts and science, and we outpaced and outscored the state average in every category this year. But another thing I want to point out is that we have also the last 10 years outperformed the statewide on our composite ACT scores. So that's another feather in our cap of how successful we are. But let's tie back into Bev, the success that she's brought to our district. We've had almost 366 students this last year that took AP courses and the, you know, the exam. What's cool about it is it's like $90 to take the exam at the end, and then if you pass, I think you have to get like a, I'm not sure what the number is, a three or higher on the test, and you get a full college credit for taking that test, and it's only $90 compared to the, what is it? I don't even know what the tuition is at K-State right now, but that's a huge advantage. Both of my kids went through those programs, and they both started out as second-year sophomores by the time they got into college. So that's a huge savings for families and advantage for students.
Absolutely is. And it's good to hear that, you know, outpacing the rest of the state on that.
And that's an expectation we have. We acknowledge that. That's an expectation of our community, of our parents, of our students. And we should be doing that well. And that's, we watch to make sure that we do that well and that we continue to do that well and don't drop off in any areas.
Was there any particular area that was most impressive, like middle school, high school, elementary level?
Not anything that jumps out in my mind. What I look at is the number of students taking the AP exams, how and not just how well we do on the ACT, but how many of the students take the ACT, what percentage of the students that are eligible to take it. And looking at, we have several different levels of assessments, and just watching the data, looking at things like we call screeners and progress monitoring for the students to make sure that they are on track. So when they take the state assessments, the ACT and other more standardized statewide, really all across the country, how do our students compare to those, and what do we do now in our system at the local level to track the kids, to monitor the kids so that they stay on track for doing well compared to benchmarks across the country? That's a long answer to, just watch all these different pieces.
And another piece of this, too, I think is significant is there's a MTSS, which is a multi-tiered support system. We implemented that probably 3 years ago, yes, about the time Dr. Wade came to Manhattan, mm-hmm. and he's done a great job of leading us through that. And actually, we were ahead of the curve because it's a state requirement. And what it does, we used to do measures of academic progress. It was a MAP testing, but now we do MTSS. And what that does is it can show us, like the beginning of the year, if a student, they do a benchmark test, and like as they take the test, the answers get harder. And so it kind of levels out, and it can finally find how they're actually doing and what grade level they're performing at. Hmm. But we constantly do that MTSS evaluation. And if a student is struggling, then we can know whether they need it, some interventions or an additional help. Or if they're doing exceptionally well, we give them enrichment opportunities. So that's been a really good system, and Dr. Wade's done a great job.
And I think anybody that's curious about the results, that we've got information on the website. We've got a lot of information in the board packet tonight. If somebody has a question about a particular grade level in math or language arts or anything like that, they can sure go and look and see those results for themselves. There's a lot of information there, and I am pleased with the way our staff studies that information to give us some ideas about what we can do for our instructional practices to keep improving.
All right. Well, let's take a quick break here, and we'll come back more with USD 383 when we return News Radio KMAN.